Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Just blue enough to do most anything, and I know I'm gonna hate myself again. But I know you don't want me like I want you, or you'd be afraid to let me get this blue. Forgiveness for the wrong you've done, for the heartaches that you've caused by reckless fun. But the worst of all you never can undo, that's what you've done to make me fall in love with you.
A hymn that a lot of you have been requesting. It's an awful fine one. All the boys and myself, Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land.
Many years I've been looking for a place to call home, but I failed here to find it, so I must try. Alone. I don't care for fine mansions on earth sinking sands. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land, in the shade of a tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can just hear hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Blessed Lord, I'm not asking to live in the mills, for I know I'm not worthy of such splendor as this. Mercy while humbly I stand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land, in the shade of a tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. I have many loved ones who've gone on this way. On the great final morning, shall I hear them say, come and join in the singing and playing our band. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land, in the shade of a tree of life that it never stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Oh, the great Hank Williams for you. I'm going to call Build Me a Cabin in the Corner of Glory Land. Good to hear from my friend Gay Stevens, who's listening to us tonight. And she asked me if I'd go back and dig up this old Kitty Wells song. Happy to do it. Let me help you forget her. Okay.
Phantom 309.
And what was the first one again?
16 tons.
16 tons. All right, I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk, 'cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said. But I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, Tucker, I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true." I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Yes, sir, there's a many a Kentucky coal miner that pert near owes his soul to the company store. He gets so far in debt to the coal company he's a-working for that he goes on sometimes for years without being paid one red cent in real honest-to-goodness money. But he can always go to the company store and draw flickers or scrip. You know, that's little brass coins that you can't spend nowhere, only at the company store. So they add that against his account, and every day he gets a little farther in debt. That sounds pretty bad, but even that's got a brighter side to it. Now some people say a man's made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mines, loaded 16 tons of a number 9 coal. And the straw boss, I hollered, well, bless my soul, 16 tons. And what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble is my middle name. I was raised in the bottoms by a mama hound. I'm mean as a dog, but I'm as gentle as a lamb. I load 16 tons. And what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, if you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. I got a fist of iron and a fist of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Yes, Tracy.
Yes.
I'm here listening to your program on radio.
Well, I appreciate you listening.
Oh, you bet. I'd like to hear a few songs, please.
Okay.
The old Outlaw's Prayer by The Paycheck.
Okay.
And anything by Mrs. Pretty Norma Jean, please.
I'll do it for you tonight.
Okay, I sure appreciate it, and you have a blessed evening.
You too. Thanks for listening.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door, started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside, too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing, shove it." even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place. With his coat made of camel hair, and sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. By the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you? The sandals and the beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck. Signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Yeah, Michael, how are you doing tonight?
Really enjoying your show so far.
I appreciate that. Thank you for listening on KNELradio.com.
Do you have Poncho and Lefty by Emmylou Harris?
Oh, let me see if I got that. She had a great version of that.
Yeah, it was. I have it on a vinyl album.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see if I got that by her, and I'll spin it for you.
Appreciate it. Enjoy your show. We're about 50 miles south of Houston, between Houston and Victoria, where Hungerford is at.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, Daryl McCall's coming to work in Victoria later in the year. Maybe you can come up and see him.
Where at?
He's working at a VFW there in Victoria. I'm not sure exactly when, but I'll get that info, okay?
Yeah, that's about an hour's drive from us.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Tracy.
Sure, good to hear from you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Habits Like You Are Hard to Break. After 9, please.
Old Habits Like You Are Hard to Break by Hank Jr.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Loretta walked in yelling loud enough to wake the dead.
Merle Haggard for you. Speaking of Merle Haggard, let's do a double take of Merle. Let's play this one tonight out to Zane tonight. This is one of his favorite Merle Haggard songs, a little tune called Rainbow Stew.
There's a big brown cloud in the city, the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn the water and the gasoline car is gone, when an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home. One of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. All right, Marky. About what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then we won't be booing no more.
when a president goes through the White House door, does what he says he'll do. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
Hi, this is Helena Bonema with Brady National Bank. They do say that everything that we are begins with our thoughts. If you think of failure, that's surely what you'll become. If you think of success, you'll have it. The true key to happiness is making our thoughts match our desires and never doubting that we can achieve our goals. Just as some journeys begin with a single step, some of our greatest achievements often begin with the smallest opportunities. Here at Brady National Bank, we're here to give you those opportunities, such as building your own home, buying your first home, or even refinancing with our lowest rates yet. Come by and speak to one of our loan officers, Mr. Reed Williams, Billy Davis, Nick Glyshack, or Michael Cook. It's a new year and a new chance to serve your needs. Brady National Bank, satisfying needs and building relationships. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One morning while making my rounds, took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed, stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Woke up next morning, grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I went too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Sitting in the hop joint, smoking my fill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. Why, you're the dirty hop that shot your woman down. Oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her cold cause she made me sore. I thought it was her daddy, but she had five more. On the train I was dressed in black. Lord, the sheriff, man, he brought me back. Had no one to go my bail. They slapped my dried up carcass in the county jail. Then next morning, long about nine, I spied that sheriff coming down the line. Hark, Dan, he coughed as he cleared his throat. Come on, you dirty hop, into the district court. Trial began, where I was paneled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes, in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in that old San Quentin pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I'll never forget the day I shot my woman down. Come on, you hops, and listen unto me. Just lay off of your whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Yeah, with all this rain, it could be worse. I'd like to hear Louisiana by Asleep at the Wheel.
Asleep at the Wheel, Louisiana. We'll do it for you.
Thank you.
fish, Mammy's good gumbo. I got the rambling fever, said goodbye to Ma and Pa. Cross that old Red River, this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live here till I die. Up into Austin, the cradle of the West. Just ask any cowboy, he'll tell you it's the best. I met a Texas beauty, I got friendly with her paw. I looked into her big blue eyes, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live here till I die. Every rodeo until I met a tough one. You know his name was a Devil Joe. I grabbed hold of his bridle just to ride this old outlaw. He drew me from the saddle, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live here till I die.
I apologize. Couldn't put my hands on Louisiana. I've got that somewhere, but it's just not at my fingertips for some reason tonight. But I wanted to be sure and play a Sleep at the Wheel song for you tonight. Miles and Miles of Texas. We are quickly running out of time tonight. We appreciate you being with us on the Hits Radio Show.
Streets are all astir as we lift our voice in praise. Glory will be ready for that coronation day. Angels rejoice as they work with precious stone, putting final touches on our eternal home.
Oh, they're getting heaven ready, it won't be long
till angels hear God's children sing their victory song. Mansions will be waiting on the streets of pure gold.
Getting heaven ready, I want you to know I am ready to go.
Standing by, and he's ready to play. Sound up on his trumpet, call those saints away. We are growing closer with every song we sing, till we meet our Jesus, crown him King of Kings.
Oh, they're getting heaven ready, and it won't be long.
Angels hear God's children sing their victory song.
Mansions will be waiting on those streets of
victory song. Mansions will be waiting on the streets of gold. Getting heaven ready, I want you to know I'm ready to go. Oh, they're getting heaven ready and it won't be long.
I feel the touch.
Great version of that great song, Bobby Flores for you, and one called Sheltered in the Arms of God. That's going to wrap it up for us for the Hits Radio program tonight. I'll play that one especially for my Uncle Weldon Talley tonight. He's under the weather, not doing too good. So we'll send our thoughts and prayers out to him tonight. And also my friend Daryl Cowan, who's been real sick the last several days, and we'll send our special thoughts out to him as well tonight. Hope you guys take care of yourself. Hope to see you this weekend. We'll be at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum through the weekend, and of course we'll be working down at True Country for the True Country taping Friday night and Saturday night. Heading out, of course, next week we'll be in Snyder Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the Snyder Western Swing Festival, a special rebroadcast of a previous Hits Radio show next Thursday and Saturday. Saturday night. I'm Tracy Pitcock saying may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserved just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Ah, Pete Mitchell.
Ernest Tubb, I love you.
And I love you too, Loretta. Also, I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and a played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.